just set up with a chair and a little folding table and write out there if I'm getting stale. But mostly it's in my home office at my computer because my body says, okay, you're here now, it's time.
Okay. I like that flexibility though. You're like, I can do it. The coffee shop works as long as you've got the computer and a chair and somewhere to set the computer. And I like the camper thing too, because I do the camping thing too, mm-hmm. and it's just, I like the lack of distraction when you're out in the camper.
That
there's,
one.
there's not a lot calling you, except for if you see something cool outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we touched on this a little bit, music. So you said you like quiet. Do you ever do like just quiet music in the background or just nothing?
Nothing. I was a librarian for too long. Back before you were allowed to, back before we decided it was okay to be noisy. And it's just like cone of silence.
Exactly. And I'm going to just do a little side note. Yes, I know. I'm a Gen X, and seeing the amount of noise that happens in libraries, it takes me aback sometimes. Not mad at it, but it's very shocking to my system. I'm like, wait, when did this change?
Nothing wrong with it. It's just different.
Yeah. It's weird to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do notice that most libraries still have, like, the quiet zones, which is nice. Okay, it's still awesome. Okay. So music and coffee, about the same. Just quiet and nothing. No frills on the coffee. Unless we need to fill the cup.
Yeah. Let the variety and interest come out of here and flow out of my fingers.
I love that. Yeah. I'm... My family will tell you I am all about the frills. And, I like to be fancy and all the things. And we talked about your origin story. Talking about your book upcoming. So we said it's on March 11th. And... we're getting excited about that. Is there any special things you have planned for that?
Well, I understand we're going to be at the Tucson Festival of Books.
Okay.
Basically the weekend right after.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to that. It's not super, it is and it isn't related to the book itself, but I'm going to be up at Capricorn in Chicago in a couple of weeks.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And I have a friend up there who's a librarian who was in the room when I was making, at work, when I was making up some of the more ghoulish details. So I'm looking forward to reconnecting with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a librarian in Chicagoland now.
Oh, fun.
And I'll see what Capricorn brings.
Okay.
And then after that, it's going to be wherever Bob tells me I need to be for a little while.
So you'll be wanting to pay attention to Brit Cave Media, finding out when her book is going to come out and where she's going to be, except for Tucson Festival of Books. And we'll put the link to Tucson Festival of Books in our show notes, because I've been there and it's amazing. It's a free event to attend. Get there early because parking can be a headache, but otherwise it's fabulous. And have you ever been?
Yes.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It is.
And dare I say, I'm just going to tell people, bring your wallets, because it's lots of really cool books and lots of really cool authors. Bring good walking shoes and your wallets, and maybe even have a plan. Hopefully and a bag. But I will say my favorite is to buy the Tucson Festival of Books tote bag that they sell at the festival. I have a collection, except for one that went the way of the garbage because my old dog chewed it. I still have a couple more, but there's one year that is now non-existent. But yeah, and any other, so that's it for now that's coming up. Oh, and where can we find you? Do you have an author website or not?
I do.
Okay.
AdrianMiles.com.
Okay. That will be in the notes too.
And when you click on newsletter, it'll send you to my Substack, which is
originally
AdrianMiles.substack.com. Keep it simple. If just my name, if Sherman Alexie can use just his name, so can I. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing.
There you go. Yep. So follow her Substack. The Substacks are awesome. I just now discovered them this year. And it's almost more fun than news. I don't know. They're cool.
And they crank out a newsletter for you. It can function like that.
That's amazing.
Because when you subscribe, you do it, and you can either just have, I want to go to Substack and not clutter up my inbox, or send me the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anything else you'd like to...
That's all I can think of for this. Now.
So we are, let's see, it's January 25th. So we have less than 2 months till this book comes out, y'all. And I'm assuming they can go, we can put an order link in the notes too, if you want to order the book, if you're not going to be at Tucson Festival of Books, which you should be, and you have plenty of time to get yourself there, especially if you're in the Arizona area. It's travelable. If that's not a word, I just made it one.
And it's a wonderful time of year in Tucson.
It is. And that's the other thing. It's still temperate. It's not too hot yet in Arizona, and there's lots of great places of food to check out in Tucson. Like, I can't say enough. Are you going to be at Tucson Festival of Books?
Oh, yes.
See, you can get it signed. It's amazing. So, all right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there, and congratulations on the forthcoming book. It sounds super exciting.
Well, thank you.
All right, and we'll see you all next time in February. Have a great one.